Well, I'm standing right now on the Mount of Olives overlooking Jerusalem, so I'm very inspired that we came to Israel with an army contingent to commemorate the 100 years of the Battle of Beer Sheva and the famous light horse charge there. And I was asked to come as the only Jewish army chaplain to do some tefillot, to do some prayers in the services. And I was able to do that last night at the service at the light horse at the Path of the Australian Soldier. I wasn't able to do my prayer at the cemetery because there was a large tent put over all the graves, and I'm a Kohen, and there's one Jewish grave there, so that precluded me from being allowed to go under the tent. But that was okay. We had another chaplain who stepped in and did the prayers there. But from that whole story, we actually discovered that there was that Jewish soldier, the day of his passing, the anniversary was actually that day. It was his yod date, as we say in Hebrew.
Oh, really? So, wow.
Yes, we didn't even know that, but because of the whole issue with the tent and me needing to go up there, under the tent and not being able to because I'm a Kohen, we discovered that. So after the service, we made another service by this soldier's grave for his for his anniversary of his passing, which was a very nice kind of side story to the whole thing. But we were there as Australians and New Zealanders commemorating the Anzac charge on Beer Sheva and the famous victory that happened there and the fact that those light horsemen and them and their horses were so brave and did what they had to do. And there was a great kind of friendship and relationship between the Australian and New Zealand and the Israeli government, and we all sat together and celebrated or commemorated together. It was a wonderful day. There were programs throughout the day, and many organisations and groups came from within Australia. And it was really a triumphant day, but also a very reflective day and a really special occasion to be part of, very honoured to be part of it.
And how can you describe to our listeners the reenactment of the horse charge?
I wasn't able to be at the reenactment because I was part of the ceremony service. There were horsemen there. Most of them were descendants of the original light horsemen, and some of them were current serving members of those army units, and they had been riding for a number of days following the trail that the original Anzacs took. They then finally did a charge into Beer Sheva on the last day, which was yesterday.
What did the Pratt Foundation opened in Israel?
So the Pratt Foundation have sponsored this park of the Australian soldier, a special park that honours the light horseman. It's got a horse and it's got a soldier on the horse, charging forward. And the Pratt Foundation have sponsored that park. So the second service was sponsored by the Pratt Foundation so that the barbecue afterwards was an open barbecue for all the soldiers and all the guests. And it was a beautiful big barbecue. And it was sponsored by the Pratt Foundation. So they were very involved. They've always felt a connection to it. And it was really, really special and wonderful.
Rabbi David Gutnick, thank you very much, and enjoy Israel, enjoy Jerusalem, where you are now.
Oh, I am loving it. This is like, how am I going to leave? You know, the air is pure and holy and special. It's fantastic. Thank you.
Did you go to the Wailing Wall?
We're on our way there now, but first we stopped at Har HaZetim, the Mount of Olives, and we're overlooking the Holy Jerusalem we're looking at the Eastern Wall here, so it's beautiful.
So you are on Har HaZetim.
Yes, I'm on the Mount of Olives right now, overlooking the entire Jerusalem from Ir David all the way across.
Well, this is a very significant place in our history and in our heritage.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we have a whole group of our soldiers here learning all about it. And some of it I know, so I was able to walk away for a minute. But it's amazing. I'm looking at all the Kivrei Tzadikim here on Mount Olives and then over to the Eastern Wall, where you can see the door that's blocked up, the door of the Eliyahu HaNavi, it says, famously will go through that door when Mashiach comes. It's just fantastic to be here. It's really special.
Rabbi David Gutnick, thank you so much, and have a good trip back home.